Welcome to the Victory in Living broadcast with your hosts, Ray and Pam Jackson. We are coming to you every week to bring words of encouragement and insights into living a victorious Christian life. Psalms 138, 7 through 8 says, "Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of mine enemies, and your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands." Jeremiah 29:11 reads, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." So plan on joining us every Saturday morning for good singing, testimonies, and the Word. But before we get into the lesson for today, let's ask Ray to come and sing for us.
Oh, there are people never receiving anything from God at all. Oh, they are shaken in their believing. When they don't see results, they quickly fall. But don't you waver, you keep on living in the way God wants you to. Don't get discouraged, just keep on giving. Soon it will come back to you. You've got to keep casting your bread upon the water.
Thank you for that song, and we're blessed to have Ray in the studio with us this week, and we're going to let him do most of the talking this week. Anyway, we had scheduled to have our first praise and prayer gathering this coming Sunday, but there were some things that come up, and so we have had to move it over for 1 week. So it will be on June the 10th, right, Ray?
June the 10th, that's yeah. Right.
Okay, amen. And Ray's fixing to tell you a little bit more about where we're at and what we're going to be doing. But anyway, he's got some things on his heart, so we're going to discuss some scriptures for you, and I know that you're going to enjoy it. Ray?
Well, hey, babe, I'll tell you what, God is doing some big things. I'm telling you, people, we're going to fulfill the destiny that God had in plan for us. Even from the time that Pam and I got married in 1969, we have been looking to fulfill the destiny that God has for us.
Amen.
And it's coming to pass, folks. I'm telling you, you need to get a hold of the Word of God. Stand on it today. Don't be moved by what you see or what you feel, but walk by faith. Surely God has big plans for you. And so what I want to talk to you about today, first of all, is Jeremiah 29:11. I know this is our main scripture from the introduction and from our announcer that comes on the broadcast every Saturday. But it says, "For I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, says the Lord." Notice God said it. Man didn't say it. God said it. Amen. Thoughts and plans for your welfare. See, He not only cares about you physically and other things, but He cares about you living, how you live in the earth, how you're being successful. He wants His people very successful. Amen. And peace, and not for evil, to give you hope in your final outcome. And I want you to know it is actually going to happen for each one of us. I'd like to tell you some things about the plan. God has a plan for each of you, not only for Pam and I, but He does for you, a plan that will give you great hope. Now notice, I'm talking about great hope. Great hope for your future. Amen. It's like when you're looking down the road in your windshield. You know, you're looking in a big windshield, but you also have a rear view mirror. But the rear view mirror, amen, is not as big as the big windshield. There's a reason for that. Because you see, your past is not as important as your future. The past doesn't give you what you're looking for. You're looking ahead. So when you're looking ahead, that's very important. That windshield up there, amen, directs you and tells you what's up there before you. And so it's so important to be looking ahead, okay? And then we want to talk about that it's a great hope for your future. It's your destiny. See, the plan of God that God has for each and every one of us, it's to fulfill our destiny. It's to fulfill your journey. But that plan is a possibility. Amen. And so I'm telling you, it's a positive plan. It's a possible plan. It's going to come to pass. Because, see, the Bible says in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 3 or 4, it says, "For every place that your foot shall tread upon, God has given it to you." Wherever you place your foot in the earth, God has given it to you. Because He said, "The earth is mine and the fullness thereof." Okay, and so it's wonderful to know that God has a plan for your life. Okay, and we have to participate in that plan for it to come true. You got to be a participant, folks. You don't want to sit on the side and watch somebody else run with the ball and score the touchdown. You want to be running with the ball and scoring the touchdown. And so, you see, God has got to have our cooperation in this race. Okay, God has a plan for us all. And see, it's a good plan. It's an uncommon plan. It's a great plan. It's not an average plan. It's not a mediocre plan. So I encourage you to seek that plan and cooperate with God so that it can be fulfilled in your life. Okay, let's go over here to the book of Isaiah, chapter 55, verse 11. It says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return to me void." It cannot come back without producing an effect. It comes back very useful to you and very purposely for you. And it will accomplish that which I please. And it will not only serve its purpose, but it will prosper in the thing for which He has sent it. Who does it? God does. His word. The Bible says, "In the beginning He was the Word." God was the Word. He's the Word that spoke light, and there was light. He spoke the moon and put a moon in the sky. He spoke a sun and put the sun for the daytime. He also spoke to waters and made waters. He spoke and there was animals. He spoke. He even created you and I from the dust of the ground. Amen. I'm telling you, God is God, and God don't change. Okay? It says, "It shall accomplish." It accomplishes. See, God has put us here to become a mouthpiece for Him. And when we speak the Word of God, we're speaking God Himself. We're speaking the Word. We're speaking the Creator that created us. And when we speak the Word, it can't go back to God void. It has to return with an effect and a useful purpose. And I really believe today you need to get a hold of what God's trying to do in your life and let you know today that when you speak the word of God over your body and say, by the stripes of Jesus, I'm healed, you are immediately healed, because you don't have to wait 5 months and 6 months and 2 years for God to heal you. He heals you immediately. For the Bible says he sent his word and healed them. And I like to look at it this way. God heals them all. God don't pass up nobody that wants to be healed. He doesn't pass up anybody that don't want to be prosperous. He don't pass up anybody that serves him that don't want the good things of God. God has great big things for you today. Amen. Let's turn over to the book of Joshua chapter 1. Here's what it says in verse 8. For the book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, that you may observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then you, who's going to do it? You shall make your way prosperous, and you shall deal wisely and have good success. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful thing today to know that there is no weapon formed against you that shall prosper. Amen. So just go ahead and do what it says in Isaiah 54. It talks about going over there in the first few verses. It says, go ahead, take your stakes, take your tent poles, take your ropes, stretch them out, go on, and get ready for the increase. You see, 2012 is a great year for fulfillment, and God will fulfill it to you today. Amen. Because you see, he said in Deuteronomy, I believe it is, he says over there that he give you power to get wealth. He gave you power to get wealth. And he says that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the righteous. So go ahead and take yours today. Amen. Start claiming that God is God. It don't matter if the boss man says you don't get a raise. God says, I'll get you the raise. It don't matter, amen, if they say you can't find a place to work and to be prosperous and be on assignment in the earth. God has an assignment for you today. Get a hold of the word of God, stand on it, and you shall have great success. Hey, babe, you got anything to say?
That's good, Ray. Sounds like you're really excited.
Amen.
And, you know, when you were quoting Deuteronomy, that he's given us the power to get wealth, what is the purpose of us having the wealth?
Amen.
What is that purpose?
So that we can further the kingdom of God.
Exactly.
We can do more for the kingdom.
In other words, it's not for our own
oh, no.
gain and our own
no.
fleshly lust.
No.
But see, God, when we work for him, he wants us to be kingdom kids.
Kingdom kids.
Yeah.
That's right.
And so if you're a kingdom kid,
that means you sit at the king's table.
You sit at the king's
there
table.
You go.
And so because you're endeavoring to do the work of the kingdom, then you're going to look like you're part of the kingdom.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
See, God didn't want us to go around as paupers and beggars.
He didn't make junk.
But he wants his kids to be the ones that are able to reach out to others.
That's right.
And be a blessing to them.
Amen.
Amen. So if you remember last week, I talked a little bit about our vision. And our vision is to be a help to those that need help. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. So tell them a little bit about what we're going to be doing out, where our ministry location is and what we're going to be doing out there, Ray.
Okay, the ministry location is 7017 Baker Boulevard. It's called Faith Creek Plaza. And you'll see the big signs we have out there, Victory and Living. Amen. And it's over in Suite B.
Yeah. Okay, now if they're coming up 820, they go what direction?
Well, you'll be going west from 820.
Right.
You'll be coming west. And you go down past a street called Vance, there at the red light. Right past the red light, you'll begin to see where it was a big shopping center there, and it's Faith Creek Plaza. And we're in Suite B, and we're excited about it, too. I'll tell you, there's about 100 parking spaces around that building.
That's right.
And
well, let's tell them some more how they get there. Now, if they're coming from
if you're coming from the west, you'll be going east.
Yeah.
Okay. It's either east or west.
If you if you come up Highway 10 from Fort Worth, then you'll be going east.
Yeah.
And you'll have to make a U-turn.
You will there at Vance. Yeah. At the street called Vance, you'll have to make a U-turn there at the red light. And we're believing one day they're going to make a cross through there, right there in front of Faith Creek Plaza.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
And so God is doing some great things. I tell you what, we're wanting to see every dream come true, and we're living a vision. And folks, I tell you what, you can't give up on your dream.
No.
For in 1969, when Pam and I started out this journey, I wasn't much of a dreamer. You can ask her. I just thought, well, if we can just barely get by, it'll be okay. Because, see, we were kind of taught like 40 and 50 years ago, you know, that the Pentecostals wasn't supposed to be having all this good stuff. We
thought we had to live on the bad side
of the track.
You were taught that.
Or I was taught that, sure. I didn't understand that I was supposed to have the best things in life. But you know what? I'm telling you, I got a hold of it back in the early 80s, and we grabbed a hold of it. Amen. Through people like we'd listen to Brother Kenneth Copeland and Brother Hagin and people like that, Brother Roberts and them.
Brother Hibbert.
Brother Hibbert and them out of Dallas. And we got a hold of the message. And I'm telling you what, folks, today, amen. And then we came on over to Fort Worth, and we got a hold of how to get out of debt.
So what are you saying, Raymond, that what's the root? What do we have to do first? We have to be faithful to give him what's his, what?
Right. You got to be a faithful giver to God.
What do you start your giving with tithing?
You start giving the tenth.
Right. And then what do you add on top of it?
You add on an offering. Amen.
Because what did he tell us in Malachi?
He said, I will rebuke the devourer for your sake.
If what? If you've given. If you've paid your tithe and then you've planted your seed, then he said that the devourer would be rebuked for our sake.
For our sake.
That's right. So, people, listen. This is what we want you to understand. Is irregardless of what the world economy is, if you have your faith steadfast in the Lord and you're following his orders and his precepts and doing what he says to do, and you believe that his word is true,
amen,
then you're going to be okay. And there's
going
to be people looking at you, and it'll be just like when the children of Israel come out of Egypt.
Amen.
God told them, I get tickled every time I think about it, right?
He
told them, now here, they're slaves to the Egyptians.
Mm-hmm.
But when God got ready to bring them out, he told them to go to their neighbors and ask. Didn't just tell them to go ask for food.
Come on.
But he told them to go ask for their jewelry and their money and their clothes.
Uh-huh.
And the Egyptians were so tired of the plagues that had come
mm-hmm.
that they gave the Israelites everything they had.
Amen.
And so the Israelites walked out of Egypt, and Egypt, the Egyptians were spoiled.
Amen.
And not spoiled like they had everything, but spoiled as if they had lost everything.
Amen.
And so I believe that was why Pharaoh realized what had happened. So he decided he'd better go back and get the stuff and bring them people back. But God had other ideals, didn't he?
That's right. God had big ideals and big plans. Amen. See, God knew way ahead of time what was going to take place and how to get it done. Amen. And then he said, I've got one guy I can send. His name is Jesus.
Uh-huh.
My son, my only begotten son, he'll take care of the whole mission.
Amen.
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 And so he sent him here for 3.5 years in ministry and took care of the situation. See, folks, let me tell you something. The Bible said that you're a city set on a hill, can't be hid. Not only should we get courageous, but what we're going to be teaching at Victory and Living Ministries is how you can be courageous, how you can be strong. And you won't be a mouse. You won't be a wimp. But you'll be a strong man and a strong woman for God. Amen. And you'll be able to stand when the storms of life come. And you'll just laugh it off and go to sleep and believe that God will take care of every situation. Amen. That's where we are today. We're believing that God will take care of all of it. Amen.
Amen.
When those people marched around the city of Jericho and Joshua led them out, I believe when he said, blow your horns, I don't think they just tooted a little bit. But I believe with all my heart they blowed it loud. Amen. Spit might have went everywhere. I don't know where it went. But I'll tell you one thing. They blowed them big and loud. Amen. Hallelujah. And shook those walls, and the walls came down.
Amen.
I'll tell
Amen.
You, folks, it's time to get loud and excited for God and dance before the Lord and let God hear you praise Him, because you see, praise always precedes the victory.
Amen.
When you get out and begin to praise God and begin to thank Him, victory is just there then. Amen.
Amen. And you know, we used to sing a song called "I Know a God Who Can."
Yeah.
And so as we go through our lives and people are saying it, no, 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 it can't, it can't, it can't. We can have the answer of, I know a man who can.
Amen.
And I'm going to ask Ray to turn over to the Philippians, the fourth chapter. And, you know, over in that chapter, Paul is thanking one church because they were such a faithful supporter of his ministry.
Amen.
And then he was telling the church, he said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. And, you know, make that your goal in life, that every day, irregardless of what comes or goes, when the devil comes and he tries to waylay you, just make up your mind to sing a praise unto the Lord.
And, you know, baby, in verse 6, it says there in Philippians 4 and 6, don't fret.
Yeah.
Don't get anxiety. Don't get anxious about anything.
That's right.
But in every circumstance and everything, by prayer and petition.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, why did Daniel finally get through to, you know, it took a while, didn't it?
Yeah.
But he wouldn't give up. He didn't get anxious.
No.
He just kept opening the windows. They said, hey, we're going to throw you in the lion's den. Didn't matter to him.
He just kept
opening the windows and made his petition to God. And so, see, when they did throw him in the lion's den, he was already prepared to get the victory. See, he already had the victory before he got in there. Too many times, folks, we get into trouble and we didn't have the victory to start with.
So,
hey, you don't want that. You want to be prepared today. You're going to have to jump some hurdles. There's going to be some hurdles in this road race with God.
Right.
But you can win. Amen?
Amen. And then down a little further in that chapter, Roman, it tells us how we're to think.
Yeah.
Think on these things. Read that.
How we think.
And as we think on these things, then we're going to find that it's easier to maintain the victory. Amen? Think on the things that are pure and just and honest and pure. Verse 7 or verse 9, somewhere in there.
Okay. It says here, it talks about verse 8, I believe that's verse
okay.
8. It says this. It says, for the rest, brethren, whatever is true,
yeah,
whatever is worthy of reverence,
yeah,
and is honorable and seemingly,
uh-huh,
whatever is just, whatever uh-huh is pure, whatever is lovely and lovable, whatever is kind and winsome and gracious, if there be any virtue and excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think on, get this, mm-hmm, and weigh and take an account of these things.
Yeah.
In other words, get your mind on the right thing.
Get your mind on the right thing.
Get it on the Word.
Yeah.
Amen, of God.
Because what have we talked about a couple of weeks ago is that the Word is what? It's God's.
Yeah.
It's God's right. What? Character.
Yeah, and I'll tell you something else, folks. You need to do practice faith talk.
Yeah.
Get in front of the mirror and just practice looking at yourself and talking what God is.
Right.
And what God can do. What you've learned and received, it says practice that. What you've heard and seen in God.
Amen. Amen.
And model your way of living it. And the God of peace, of untroubled, undisturbed, and a well-being will be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, tell them one more time, what date is our first praise and prayer gathering?
Okay, I have an assignment we got to take care of this week.
Yeah.
Pam's got some assignments. So we're going to take care of things for God this week, and we'll be prepared June the 10th, 6 p.m., Suite B, 7017, Baker Boulevard. We're going to have healing service that night. There'll be prophesying. I believe there's going to be some great things. We're going to have praise and worship songs. There'll be some Southern gospel singing probably. There'll be some country gospel, bluegrass, no telling what we're going to have.
Might be some contemporary.
Yours truly, Ray, likes all kinds of music.
Yeah.
And we'll be having piano music, guitar music, and tambourine. I don't know. Might be a tambourine.
And we'll be introducing some ministries.
Right. Ministries will be there.
And so get yourself together. Get prepared. And come be with us
And we'll be anointing people with oil, believing God for every need. Yeah. Okay, well, baby, is that it?
That's it. It's time for us to say goodbye and let our announcers come and tell them how they can contact us.
It's that time again. Time to say goodbye. But before we do, let me invite those of you who have not received Jesus as your personal Savior to pray this prayer with me. Heavenly Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus. Your word says in Acts 2:21, whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. I am calling on you. I pray and ask Jesus to come into my heart and be Lord over my life according to Romans 10:9-10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shall believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. I do that now. I confess that Jesus is Lord, and believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Now declare, I am now reborn. I am a Christian, a child of Almighty God. I am saved. Praise the Lord. I want to encourage you to write us at Victory in Living Ministries at 5221 Shiver Road, Keller, Texas, 76244. Email us at Victory in Living, that's all one word, victoryinliving@aol.com. Please visit us at our website at Victory in Living Ministries, again, all one word, victoryinlivingministries.org. Until next week, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace, according to Numbers 6:24-26.